The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
About data centres, crucial pieces of infrastructure for the digital economy. They enable things like Netflix, Instagram, Amazon, the cloud, all of that to function. They're also, though, huge consumers of electricity, and by the end of this decade, they could be consuming a quarter of Ireland's total electricity production. News Talk's Deputy Business Editor Gavin McLaughlin has been looking into the business of data centres, and he joins me now. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Anton.
So, simplest of terms, what's a data centre?
Well, I could say it's a centre where you store data, but I'm not going to be as glib as that. The best way, I think, to explain it is this. If I think back maybe 15 or 20 years when I was a kid and I'd be playing computer games on the PC and you'd be saving the data on the hard drive, eventually the hard drive gets clogged up, the computer becomes really slow, it's all a bit of a disaster. So now we have what's called cloud computing, where instead of saving your data on the device, you save it on the cloud, which in reality means in a data centre. And that means your device doesn't get clogged up and you can access your data from any device anywhere. So it's, you know, much handier. So much of what we do online is stored in data centres now. And you've alluded to this already, whether it's your photos in your iCloud storage on your iPhone, your Instagram photos, your workplace system that you're logging into remotely, your Netflix videos that you're watching and the viewing history associated with them, and lots more besides. So it's, you know, they're really, really important.
The bit about the power consumption, I think when people think about computer memory, you wouldn't immediately think of it as being something that requires vast amount of voltage. Give us a sense of the kind of power consumption they do.
Well, it's kind of astonishing, and it's a lot of it is to do with the cooling, because the all these servers, you know, they heat up and you need to keep them cool. So it's all laid out by the CSO. In the period 2015 to 2021, data centres consumption of electricity in Ireland more than trebled from 1,236 gigawatt hours a year to 3,993. Now, to put that in sort of a meaningful context, it went from a 5% share of power consumption on the grid to 14%. So why did this happen? Well, the CSO says, one, more data centres being constructed, and two, more power being consumed by some of the existing ones. And this trend is only going to continue because people may know that there's been a change in policy since last winter. Much stricter requirements are in place now for data centre developments. But there are lots of projects that were in the pipeline prior to that change and who have connection contracts and are free to proceed and build these things over the next few years. So if you look at Airgrid, which runs the electricity grid, it put out a report last year which said by 2030, in what they call the median scenario, the data centres could account for 23% of consumption from the grid, which is kind of bonkers.
Well, particularly really, when there's all the discussion around electricity shortages. And as we go into this winter, to what extent are data centres responsible for potential shortages?
Well, I mean, there's no getting away from it that they are certainly a factor, but it's not the only factor. And no one in government can say they weren't warned about this. Muireann Lynch is a senior research officer at the ESRI.
Certainly, data centres are the largest source of growth in demand on the Irish system. And they're making up a large and rapidly growing proportion of our demand. So to the extent that our demand is potentially going to outstrip our supply this winter, to what extent do we blame data centers? Well, they're largely responsible for that portion. However, if you look back at the data center connections that were coming down the line, the Airgrid reports, the data centers haven't really done much more than they said they would do. So while this is a huge and growing portion of demand, we knew it was coming. We didn't really do anything to temper or reduce that demand. And our market didn't respond the way it should have. So I would say that all demand is really to blame for the fact that demand may be higher than supply, but really it's more that supply is not as high as it should be. It's not as high as we targeted, and we need to get to the bottom of why that is the case.
That's Muireann Lynch there from the ESRI. That question of supply falling below where it should be, what's the IDA position on this? Because they're trying to coax them in.
Yeah, so for example, the journalist Ken Fox got his hands on an internal briefing note the IDA had drawn up for meetings with clients, and this note talked about how, you know, the data centers are being portrayed as the culprit for this issue, whereas really it was a problem of supply. I mean, we have had disappointing results in terms of new capacity coming onto the system. You just heard Muireann Lynch say that. We have had issues with plants being down for maintenance as well. Now, last year I spoke to the outgoing IDA Chief Executive Martin Shanahan about this whole issue, and he delivered essentially the same message and made some other points as well. I'm going to play you an excerpt from that interview now. And this has to be taken really seriously, in my view, Ant, on what the IDA says, because they have an amazing track record in delivering investment for this country. Here's what IDA boss Martin Shanahan said when I raised the question of data centres with him last summer.
I don't think anybody would doubt the importance or criticality of data centres post-pandemic. These are an integral part of our day-to-day living and working now. We need data centres. That's the first thing. Secondly, data centres are an integral part of the IT services sector that we have in Ireland. And Ireland has an outsized IT services sector. We have 140,000 people employed in this sector, high value jobs. It contributes significantly in terms of value add to the economy, about 52 billion per annum. Data centres are energy intensive, but data centres are not directly responsible for the current imbalance between supply and demand. Obviously, the current data centre demand was well known and well forecast. It is a function of supply side issues, and we need to address those supply side issues, not for data centres, we need to address them for normal citizens, for other industrial users, and particularly for large energy users.
So you'd subscribe to the view that we can't say we'll take your tech jobs, but we're not going to house your data centres?
Well, it's unrealistic to think that we can build up an IT services sector of which data centres are integrally a part without also attracting those data centres. It would be akin to Germany seeking to continue its automotive sector and car manufacturing sector without the factories.
IDA Chief Executive Martin Shanahan there. Interesting that he sees the two as so absolutely symbiotic. Give us then your final thoughts on data centres, Gavin. How do you solve all these problems?
Well, clearly, the amount of data that individuals generate is only going to continue to grow. I mean, we're going to have more internet usage, more things being hooked up to the internet, whether it's fridges or kettles or home heating systems. So all of that is going to create data, and it's going to create more of a need for data centres. And if Martin Shanahan says we need to build these things to sort of keep our status as a hub for tech FDI, I would take that seriously. But at the same time, to have a quarter of our electricity being used by these things is clearly mad. So what I would say to these companies is, look, you're doing well out of Ireland. You've a good workforce. It's tax friendly. The temperature is good for having a data centre. You're making money out of having them here because they're enabling you to deliver your services. So if you want new ones, you can have them. But you have to build the energy infrastructure that goes with it yourself. And this is already factored in to the new policy. So they say they look more favourably on those developments that bring generation capacity to the table. Airgrid Chief Executive Mark Foley, he was speaking at a webinar run by hosts in Ireland, a data centre industry group, and he explained why this policy change was made, why they said you need to bring generation capacity to the table.
We can't get your customers connected with sufficient electricity in the near term, right? It's as simple as that. We wouldn't have this proposition if the 2000 megawatts was literally coming and the wires were there. So it's actually designed fundamentally to try and give your clients and FDI, critical FDI companies in this country, a way to continue to grow their business and not be shut down because Ireland Inc. won't be ready for another 5 to 7 years. So it's an enabling tool. And that, if they bring 20 megawatts as part of a project, ultimately that feeds into the total requirement.
That's Airgrid Chief Executive Mark Foley there explaining why from now on data centre operators need to bring power generation to the table and why that's actually in their interest. So, I mean, I think it's hard to disagree with that. All this should have been done earlier, of course, and it should be the whole lot of what they need that is required.
Gavin McLaughlin, always a revelation. That is News Talk's Deputy Business Editor, Gavin McLaughlin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.